there was another period of sustained championship success. From 1905 to 1910, the Celts each year celebrated being champions, setting a record that would last for decades. And it was also an era of historic events and controversies for the boys. This is the story of Celtic in six in a row. When Celtic were formed in 1887, there was not yet a Scottish league. Instead, clubs competed for various cups, with the Scottish Cup being the most renowned prize in the country. Even after the league had been established in 1890, the Scottish Cup initially remained Scotland's premier competition. However, as the new century arrived, this was changing. Increasingly, the league was seen as the most important event for Scottish clubs. By the time of the 1904-05 season, Celtic had been champions four times, although not since 1898. The lead-up to 1904-05 had been a momentous one for Celtic, full of multiple incidents. August 1903 had seen Celtic switch to their now world-famous hoops, and also they took part in their first-ever European tour when they went to Austria and Bohemia. There were also major problems for the club though. May 1904 witnessed a huge fire at Celtic Park, which destroyed the club's grandstand and pavilion. This wasn't insured and left Celtic with a huge repair bill, although bizarrely didn't stop sports events being held at the ground. By August of 1904, Celtic were again ready to get into action. Having won the 1904 Scottish Cup, the first such final at the current Hampden Park, they hoped to use this as a springboard for league success. This season included different examples of cup success for the Celts. Although the boys were knocked out the Scottish Cup at the semi-final stage, they did claim both the Charity Cup and Glasgow Cup, beating Partick Thistle and Rangers respectively. However, it was in the league that they would have a truly memorable conclusion. With two games remaining, Celtic and Rangers were almost inseparable at the top of the table. The boys then went to Ibrox. This game had been originally scheduled for the 1st of January of the year, and in fact, it had started but was abandoned on 70 minutes, with the scoreline reading 0-0. The exit gates had broken and large crowds rushed in, spilling onto the park. In February 1905, this match was replayed and victory was essential for Celtic's title hopes. Four goals later, thanks to doubles from Quinn and Hamilton, the Celts had a 4-1 victory. And then, 2 weeks later, the boys beat Motherwell 6-2 to finish the season on 41 points. However, this ended up being the same total as the Ibrox side. In those days, goal difference or similar wasn't used to separate teams that were tied on points. Instead, a playoff game was the method. Before this could be played, another match served as a further sign of growing trouble between Celtic and Rangers, the year after the term Old Firm was first coined. Rangers came to Celtic Park for the Scottish Cup semi-final. It saw Jimmy Quinn being sent off for kicking an opponent, and then fans invaded the pitch in the 80th minute, meaning the fixture was abandoned. Despite the match not being concluded, Rangers were awarded the tie because they had been winning 2-0. By May 1905, it was time to finally settle the destination of the championship. Celtic and Rangers met at Hampden in a one-off match, which also doubled as a Glasgow League fixture. So contentious were previous games that Fred Kirkham, an English referee, was brought in to officiate. Kirkham was best known as a domestic and international referee, although he also briefly managed Tottenham Hotspur from 1907 to 1908. 1 hour into the match, it was still goalless, and then came 10 minutes of excitement. Hamilton, then McMenemy, put the Celts 2 goals ahead, before Rangers Robertson halved the deficit. Despite further chances at both ends, 2-1 proved to be the final score, giving the boys their first 20th century title, and also the first when wearing hoops. Into a new season, and once again, Celtic's cup record was mixed as they approached 1905-06. Over the course of this year, they would be knocked out the Scottish Cup in the third round, suffer a 5-3 defeat from Rangers in the Charity Cup, but at least the Glasgow Cup remained at Celtic Park after a 3-0 defeat of Third Lanark. This final took place at Hampden, and it wasn't the only time that Celtic celebrated at that ground. In the end, Celtic's 1905-06 title was confirmed in the same place as their previous championship. On the 10th of March 1906, Celtic went to Hampden, but this time to face the usual home team, Queen's Park. It was an utterly one-sided affair as the Hoops won 6-0 thanks to a Jimmy Quinn hat-trick, as well as goals from Hamilton, McMenemy and Bennett. These 2 points meant that the boys were now too far ahead for nearest challengers Hearts to catch. This was suitable revenge, as it had been the Edinburgh men that knocked Celtic out the Scottish Cup. For the second time in their history, and more than a decade after first doing so, Celtic had won 2 successive league titles. The start of the 1906-07 season showed again the strange relationship which existed in this era between Celtic and Rangers. They were increasingly bitter rivals, especially the fans, and yet positive links remained too. The boys opened the season with a trip to Ibrox for a benefit game for Rangers player Finlay Speedy. Such games were common between the sides at this time. Rangers won 4-2, but the main issue of the day was a serious injury to Celtic goalkeeper Davy Adams, who would be out of action for some time. As a result, Rangers loaned their reserve keeper Tom Sinclair to Celtic, and Sinclair ended up setting a Celtic record that stood alone for more than a century, when he kept clean sheets in Celtic's 6 opening league games, and 8 games in total, including 2 Glasgow Cup ties. This helped Celtic en route to claiming their 3rd Glasgow Cup in a row, although again they lost the Charity Cup. Their Scottish Cup experience proved to be historic, part of a momentous 4 days for the Hoops. Jimmy Hay had been appointed Celtic's captain in 1906, and he wanted to mark this with silverware. After winning the Glasgow Cup, the next available trophy was the Scottish Cup. On the 20th of April 1907, the boys went to Hampden for the Scottish Cup final. In front of them stood the current holders, Hearts. 50,000 watched what proved to be a simple victory for Celtic. 2 goals from Peter Summers and a penalty from Willie Orr ensured the boys won their 5th Scottish Cup. 4 days later, history was made. Celtic went to Glasgow's West End to play Partick Thistle at Meadowside. Victory would ensure that the Celts were champions for the 3rd successive season, and in this case, goals from Bennett and Quinn gave the points that needed to Celtic. This was a notable Scottish football moment, as it was the first time that a team completed the league and Scottish Cup double, although certainly it would not be the last. Perhaps disappointingly though, only 4,000 fans had attended this Wednesday night fixture to see history being made. After the highs of 1906-07, Celtic wanted to continue their momentum into season 1907-08. It's fair to say they did exactly this. It was truly a remarkable season, one of the standout moments in Celtic's history. The campaign started with another Celtic Rangers benefit game, this time for the boys' Willie Loney. They would face Rangers several more times, including 3 matches to settle the Glasgow Cup final, which Celtic eventually won. However, multiple replays would shortly become a major issue between the two clubs. With 1 piece of silverware in the trophy room, Celtic now turned their attention to the Scottish Cup. By the time the final came round in April 1908, it was only St Mirren who could stop the Hoops retaining the trophy. 60,000 watched on as the Paisley men collapsed, falling to a 5-1 hammering by the Celts. A double from Bennett and other goals from Quinn, Summers and Hamilton made the Celtic fans cheer, and in a week later, they would again have more to celebrate. Celtic returned to Glasgow's south side, this time going to Ibrox. A green and white win would mean that Celtic were not simply champions, but treble winners. And by the end of the 90 minutes, that's exactly what happened, with Bennett's first half goal settling the tie. Even with 3 prizes in the bag, Celtic were far from finished. By the end of May 1908, a 4th success had been added to that season's roll of honour. Back at Hampden Park, Celtic beat Queen's Park by 3-0 and again claimed the Glasgow Charity Cup. Season 1907-08 was a truly remarkable one for Celtic. The boys entered 4 contests, the League, Scottish Cup, Glasgow Cup and Charity Cup, and won all of them. It was surely the best season in the club's history up to that point, and arguably still stands out as a massive moment. With memories of the previous season still fresh, Celtic again had high hopes for the coming months, going into season 1908-09. Whilst this would bring success, it wasn't on the same scale as the year before, and in fact, one of those trophies wouldn't be won by anyone. By the end of the season, Celtic had lost 2 cup finals. The Glasgow Cup went to 3rd Lanark, who beat Celtic in a second replay, and it was Rangers who left Celtic Park with the Charity Cup. But most infamous of all the finals came in the Scottish Cup. In this era, penalty kicks hadn't been invented, and so drawn finals went to replays. The usual practice was the extra time would only be used in the second replay. This led to suspicions amongst fans that games would be deliberately drawn so replays could take place and more money be raised. On the 10th of April 1909, Celtic were again in the Scottish Cup final, hoping to win it for a third successive season. Their opponents were Rangers. The first match ended 2-2. Celtic had taken the lead but ultimately needed a late equaliser to stay in the tie. Then came the replay, which was held a week later. Again, tens of thousands went to Hampden, although the crowd was smaller than the previous week. This time, Rangers took the lead until an equaliser from Jimmy Quinn made it 1-1, which was the final score. At this point, chaos descended. Fans had believed there would be extra time, but instead another replay was going to be arranged. This was too much for supporters, and a massive riot began. It saw huge destruction at Hampden, including arson and cutting up the pitch. There was also attacks on the police and fire brigade. By the time the police had cleared the scene, the scale of devastation became clear. It cost hundreds of pounds worth of damage at a time when this was a considerable sum of money. When the SFA met to discuss the matter the following Monday, both clubs said they didn't want another replay. Instead, the cup was withheld for that year, and Celtic's hopes of a third double came to an end. Despite these shocking events, Celtic could at least still claim their fifth successive title. On the final day of the league season, Celtic went to Douglas Park in Hamilton. The boys were only a point clear of nearest challengers Dundee and needed a victory to confirm their position as champions. A first half goal from Hamilton, although that's Celtic's player David, not Hamilton Ake's, relaxed the boys, and a second half shot from McMenemy doubled that advantage. Despite a very late goal from the home men, with almost the last kick of the ball, Celtic claimed victory and thus their fifth title in a row. In a momentous season, this was another huge achievement for the boys. When it came to 1909-10, in terms of cup finals, it was a very different experience from what had gone before. Neither Celtic or Rangers made the final of the Charity Cup, the first time in almost two decades that neither of the old firm would feature. Also, the Scottish Cup, which again went to a second replay, was at least settled this time, and it was Dundee that eventually beat Clyde. In the Glasgow Cup, though, Celtic once again celebrated. In October 1909, Celtic met Rangers in a Hampden final. And once more, perhaps fearing complaints, an English referee was appointed. He oversaw a 1-0 win for the Hoops, thanks to a second-half Jimmy Quinn goal. In the league, Celtic were once again in the hunt for the honours, although were being pushed all the way by Falkirk. With two games to go, Celtic had a chance to seal the title. On the 25th of April 1910, which was Willie Maley's 42nd birthday, Hibs came to Glasgow's East End. Celtic's top of the table advantage meant they needed only 1 point from their remaining two games to be champions. Despite the prospect of a sixth successive title, fan interest was limited and only 3,000 attended. Those at the game had no goals to cheer or jeer. The match finished 0-0 and Celtic were champions again. This was the only title of the six that was sealed at Celtic Park. And despite the low-key nature of this victory, this six-in-a-row league run was a momentous achievement, a record that would stand in Scotland until Celtic themselves beat it in 1972. In season 1910-11, it was Rangers who were the champions. This meant that Celtic's run of six successive titles came to an end. In recognition of this remarkable run, the Scottish League presented Celtic with a special shield to mark this. When it comes to successive league titles, Celtic fans' first thought will always go to nine in a row. The Celts did this for a second time from 2012 to 2020, but the 1966-74 run will always have a more famous place in history, owing to Celtic's European success in this era. However, the six-in-a-row run of 1905-1910 is also something that deserves a more prominent place in the Celtic story. Not only was this a world record, it was an achievement not beaten in Scotland for more than six decades. As well as featuring some memorable and infamous events, it also includes some of the most celebrated players in Celtic's history, including men such as Jimmy Quinn, Jimmy McMenemy and Ali McNair, and was overseen by Willie Maley, the club's longest-serving manager. So all hail Celtic, six in a row champions. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter, X and Blue Sky. You can also take part in free Celtic walking tours. Visit celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com for more information.